say?
You got the time.
What?
Starting, bro.
Yeah. Wait, what? What did you say?
You got the start time.
No, no, before that. About what? You're work. Off work?
Yeah, yeah, I'm off till next year.
Oh, is that what? Oh, man. You know, I was speaking to someone about that as well.
What?
Around this period, they let everyone, they don't work.
Yeah. I mean, like, I could have just not taken leave and just done nothing and still got paid, but.
Oh, did you take leave?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was something else.
But I've got bare days anyway, so I'm like, I can't bother.
When is yours restart?
2nd of Jan. Because obviously, 1st is bank holiday, innit?
What, as in your holidays?
No, 1st is bank holiday.
No, I'm saying, when does your holiday period restart?
Oh, I don't even know, to be fair. I need to check my contract. I don't even know.
I'll just put this time, actually. It's not really matter. I'll see you anyways at the start.
I don't even know. Did you mind buy a fits for tomorrow?
As long as I put end time. Now you know.
I did, but I had to buy. You know the ones where you have to buy two things?
Yeah.
Because one of them might not come in time.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. The priority one didn't come in time.
Might still come in the morning.
I'm praying. But the one I've got now has come anyway. So.
See me, like, I get next day delivery. Even if I don't need it the next day, I just get next day delivery if it's there. I can't lie.
The thing is with like...
I got till 10 p.m. to order something.
That's... What do you mean?
Nah, not, he does it every single motive.
It's not like, coming in. Nah,
it says I have till 10 p.m. to order.
For next day delivery?
Yeah.
What type What's of that? Shady website is this?
Boohoo.
Oh.
That deliver... Oh,
nah, they enough, do next day pretty quick, to be fair.
But what I wanted, I can't get because... It's No, size is there. Delivery is not there.
That is definitely not Boohoo, my bro.
Oh, no. This is the priority, but like...
They got a store in London, no?
Yeah, so I might go to that store. If I get this, though, chai. The instant. Yeah, bro. I don't wear no designer, no logo stuff anymore.
Hey, you still like you.
What, did you say plain?
Yeah, it's plain. So, but it's got like...
It's got like a...
No.
Go on.
I'm not disclosing online.
Man, I was just going to say it's like it's subtle... Subtle something.
It's, ain't nothing subtle about this, G. This drip ain't subtle.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I even saw some bugs on there that I'm due to get, to be fair.
They go clean still.
They are clean
They
still.
Go clean.
Wait, which ones?
Bro, they just go clean.
there's a particular type that is clean. Bro.
They go
bro.
Clean.
I saw them on TikTok as well. I was like, whoa.
What's my ass for Aragal, by the way?
Hmm?
What's my ass for Aragal?
Yeah, no, I've been seeing, like, even the clothing. What you got? Some of the foot, the
shoes,
trainers.
Shoes, yeah.
Yeah, they even got clothing that looks hard. Bro. Mm.
Nah, if you get the shoes, I think like you can wear it with something. I don't know.
Nah, let me show you the shoes.
Yeah, show me because I've seen that like, the one I saw was like white and green, but like that style though.
Do they look like a bit?
It looks like Amiri's or something. Okay, oh man. No, maybe it's my different ones. Then. They look like the Amiri shoes. They look like the is it LV? I don't think it's like LV, but yeah, it looks like. Looks like that still. It goes clean with like the bomber jacket or whatever it's called. No, varsity jacket. But if I can get this in store tomorrow, boy, don't tell Hustler stay at home.
Chat.
Well, anyway, let me do an intro before we forget. Welcome to the What We Saying Pod. It's your boy Hustle Hustler. You're joined my co-host, T9 in the building.
What are you saying?
You're joined my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo 8th.
Yo.
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe right now on the YouTube. If you're on Spotify and Apple, leave a review. Get me? Staying that from this yesterday. Yeah, we were on a podcast yesterday. I don't know when that'll drop.
They said, we don't know, innit?
Yeah, we don't know when it'll drop,
innit? Next few weeks, probably, innit?
You'll see us promote
that. Those? Because the ones I saw are these, but different color.
No, I didn't see that one.
So you must have seen these.
Yeah, those ones.
These exact ones.
It might have been that one, yeah. It goes with the varsity jacket
still. Yeah, hard still.
Yeah. Nah, that's a cold brand still. I'm actually like off. Like,
and I don't see anyone wearing it as well. Which
do you know what I mean?
Because most of their designs is just subtle. But I saw the puffer, but the puffer's just... Bruh.
What puffer?
The black puffer.
Aragal?
Yeah. The price was not nice.
What,
man.
No hood?
Yeah, no hood, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Still like four bills, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. Sheesh.
You feel not careful.
I said at the start or the end of 2022 that I wanted to start getting into my proper fashion sense, and I didn't really do it. I'm only doing it now, to be fair, which I guess is still like.
I mean, I got into it, but
2023, yeah. Because I mean, how many places have we been where it's like, cool, dress up this year? It's a handful, isn't it?
Yeah, nah, I didn't really like. I stepped out a bit, but not next year. Like stepping out, still. Yeah. I'm not on this butt drip. Nah, I need to get rid.
You see that purchase I was gonna make the other day?
Silly.
Let me show Ben to the bag I was gonna get.
No, we're going to say it online, bro.
What? There's no need for that.
I'm going to say it online.
Absolutely, I no promise need you. For that.
I would still get that store.
Huh?
I would still get that. You,
yeah, you're sick.
See,
man,
the price?
That's a wash bag, bro. Oh,
no, nah, but like, you get me.
Does it come with a sling? It don't come
with a sling. No, I don't come with a sling store. I don't really like the sling. I don't like the sling.
He's buzzing.
I don't like the sling, man. I see it too much.
Oh, all it takes is one guy to run behind you and just swipe down your hand, man.
Nah, man. I wouldn't be walking around like everywhere.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you would, bro. Yeah, you would.
I'd be inside most of the time if I'm carrying that.
Yeah, but
that's how you wear like a wedding tux. Get me wash bag or tomorrow wash bag. Do you know what I mean?
I like the pouches.
I like the pouches, but you get me.
Yeah, price is mad, but it's hard still.
It's hard. No, it's actually hard. Like it's better than all the LV ones that I've ever seen.
Easy
is
easy.
Easier than that.
Yeah, better.
I thought you're telling him to be easy.
Yeah,
oh,
like, no. I thought you meant like, no.
nah, easily better still, not gonna lie.
No, yeah, it's definitely better still.
What you'll say, leave LV bags in 2023? Yeah, you can't say that.
No, man. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
Because I like, they're still nice bags, I'm not gonna lie, but it's just not something I'd wear still.
No, I would wear it, but like, I'd prefer to get a Goyard. Like, if you ask me between that or a Goyard bag, I'll get a Goyard. But then if it's a backpack, I saw Kai got a Goyard backpack. I didn't really like it.
That's a present.
It's too. I don't know how to describe it. I didn't really like it.
I don't really know how to describe it. But I think Gucci has got like a similar style as well.
Yeah, Gucci backpacks are good as well.
I don't know if I'd even. Oh, who's what brand? It's not LV. I remember back in the day, MCM, I used to love their backpacks.
MCM,
bro.
They had a backpack.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, MCM was cold.
It was cold still.
Pray for me that this is in store, man. I didn't want to spend this price, but...
As in, bro, can't even call up now, can you?
I tried calling up today, fam. Yeah, it's on sale still.
What about that one that was underneath? Actually, no, it's a bit... same...
No, it's too much. Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, no. I don't want a logo on it either.
Yeah,
it's
still.
But yeah... What was that? Oh, my stylist says she don't like it.
Your stylist?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I feel like there's more pros than cons when there's a stylist, because if you see something and you like it and then you get it, you know what I mean? It's calm. But then if you get something or you find something and they're like, I don't really like that, but that ends up potentially being a hard fit. But because your stylist said they don't like it, you don't get it. It's like, do you know what I mean? Then again, their stylist, that's sort of like what they're good at or whatever. But like, this fit I've got for tomorrow, I was like, do I want that? Do I want that? I was asking for opinions. Then I was like, oh, cool. Let me start fresh. So let me get that. Let me get that. It came. And it came literally as I imagined it, as I put it on, I was like, yeah, this is exactly what I wanted. I'm happy I didn't get a stylist. I think there's more pros to cons than having a stylist, in my opinion, isn't it?
It's just about confidence, isn't it?
It's true still.
What?
Yeah.
You think there's more pros to cons?
With having a stylist.
So it's better to have a stylist?
No, right. Better to not have a stylist.
So there's more cons than...
Oh, sorry.
Oh my God. Sorry, what are you talking about?
I was getting confused. Sorry, yeah, more cons. More cons to having a stylist.
Fair. I'm on the opposite still. When I get the money, I will get a stylist, bro.
You'll actually get a stylist?
Mm-hmm. Bro, man will be hitting red carpets, bro.
The only reason I'd get a stylist is if I haven't got enough time to actually think of an outfit. Like a president. Do you know what I mean?
Like what?
The president. Like, he don't pick his suits. Like, they're laid out for him.
It's the president.
Did you say the president?
Yeah.
Where's the president?
That's the president, bro.
It's an example, bro.
Uh-oh.
Come on, man. There's bare jobs. Not necessarily bare jobs, but like, if you feel like you ain't got time to, in the morning, look for a suit, just have a stylist that'll just pick out your little outfit for you. Like,
I would
like Stormzy with Melissa.
I would love that.
What?
to have a stylist for everything I wear. Like, oh my God, that would be the best thing in the world.
How would you pick your stylist?
I mean, I'll probably go to someone that's professional. But as of right now, I have someone that's not really professional, but like, they just do their thing, innit?
Or would you lean more towards a girl or a guy?
I mean, she's a female, but I wouldn't have an issue with a guy. Mm. I wouldn't have an issue with a guy. I don't know. I see a lot of TikTok guys doing it.
Have a stylist?
As in, there's the stylist on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean? So,
yeah, there's a couple.
And I see TikTokers do the whole, like, they go Zara and then three of them, like, try fits and see who's the best. Like, those sort of videos I like as well, still. Mm. But yeah, 2024, I'll try and step into my fashion bag.
I'm starting to buy more jeans, you know? Like, I'm starting to care less and less about the price as well.
I'm not listening.
Yeah,
because I'm buying jeans, but I care about the price.
Yeah. No, because, like, back in the day, I used to go, like, Primark to get quick, like, £20 jeans. Or I used to go, like, River Island to get, like, 30, £40 jeans. Now I'm like, nah, like, forget about the price, up it a little bit. Just, do you like those jeans? Are they nice? Are they rare?
You can get nice jeans from River Island.
Yeah, I'll go River Island store.
They're mainly, like, plain ones.
But I didn't find any when I went, like, I was looking for jeans for one event years ago. Mm. I couldn't get any jeans in River Island.
My one, the local one to me, is just bare plain jeans. There's not much to it. So I'm like, I'm not really interested.
I remember I bought jeans and then I got someone to start ripping them from River Island. Or was it Primark I went? I don't even know. Someone just tried to style it for me.
Did it look good?
It came out all right. I wouldn't wear them anymore, but yeah. They came out right. So.
There's these, I think Alicia was wearing them. Like, they're mad distressed jeans from top to bottom.
Yeah.
You seen them?
Mm-hmm.
Would you wear them? Let me find a picture.
I even saw a YouTuber wearing it. I don't want to say his name. But in a video I watched, he was wearing some nice jeans. I hope the volume does not play.
Oh, this guy's taking it off.
Oh, yeah, a lot of these footballers are actually clean, bro.
They are still. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I bet you they don't have stylists.
They definitely have stylists.
So you don't?
They definitely have stylists.
I think a lot don't, you know.
You think a lot, bro, of them don't have stylists?
I think a lot don't still.
They probably get opinions like everyone else, but to have a stylist, unless you're doing, I feel like you only need a stylist if you're doing like red carpets, if you're getting a suit or something like that. Like,
do you even need a stylist for a suit?
Like the type of suit, everything like that.
A bit like that, yeah. A bit like that, yeah, sort of. But it was more like rips as well.
What is it?
The jeans.
Oh, Fez.
They look like...
I thought they were cargos.
No, they're not cargos.
They look like camo cargos.
Yeah.
They look like... thingy.
Now what?
I'm just going to say Genus Baratelli. That's what it looks like.
What?
Genus Baratelli.
No, you know
heard of them?
Yeah, custom jeans.
Bare footballers go there to get like fitted for jeans. Or
what's good? How do you spell it? Sorry?
Just type in Baratelli.
Baratelli.
Yeah.
Baratelli.
But bro, there's no point in you looking at them.
It's too expensive. Wow. Forget about them.
Free bill jeans. No point in
them. I think low end. More than that, bro. More than that. Actually, I still follow them. I don't know why, but there's no
look
point.
Look at you, pussy.
Of course. That's what I was laughing, bro. That's a quality picture. What are we talking about here?
That is so funny. Oh, yeah. Fez.
But yeah, Fez. Jeans. Before, I wasn't really paying that much mind. I just thought, you know what, just get a top. Nice top, nice shoes. Jeans just has to go. But now I'm like, jeans is actually...
Jeans are important still.
Very, very important part of the fit still.
But I ain't paying that stupid price still. That.
Stupid is like, obviously, subjective though, isn't it? We said it the other week, I think, what, 120 was that?
Who's we?
I said.
Yeah, you.
I said 120. Benzo agreed, no?
The 120 is the max. Yeah. Yeah. But if I was like rich, I would obviously go to my man.
Genus Baratelli?
Yeah. For custom-made jeans, yeah, 100%.
I ever saw one girl that we know modelling for them.
Same.
You saw her as well?
Yeah.
You saw her as well? All that Fez. Oh yeah, fashion's lit, man.
No, I wouldn't spend 120.
My sister was asking if I'm going to accessorize.
Accessorize?
Isn't that ring?
And jewelry and stuff.
Yeah. I was like, I'm more like a subtle.
Jewelry can be subtle, man.
Subtle sort of necklace sort of thing. I don't know what they're called.
I don't even
know. Like, you know them thin gold or silver necklaces that are mad short.
Like when it's just like...
Yeah, you can double them up like around your neck. That's my sort of vibe still.
I think they're called...
They're not tennis bracelets, but like the tennis bracelet version of the necklace in it. That's more my vibe. Rings is calm, to be fair. But I'm not really on like the skull rings and that. I'm not really... I'm not really for that still.
I don't really wear rings. I only have that bracelet I wore.
Tennis bracelet?
Yeah. I think that's all I have. I don't think I've ever earned a ring.
Did you get it online?
No, I went into short. Yeah, I went jeweler.
You wanted to say that, didn't you? Is there football tonight?
Yeah.
Nah.
I thought it was.
Yeah, Thursday. No, is it
Brighton? Wait, why are you shaking your head?
Ignore him. You're saying it for some stupid reason. Who's playing?
Yeah, Brighton and Crystal Palace.
What, cup?
No, it's Prem.
So the cup ties were done yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we spoke about it yesterday. Prem on a Thursday?
Yeah, man, it's December, bro.
True. Wait, what's the time? Is it 9?
Oh, Palace are up 1-0.
Should be almost done, isn't it? Or like 60 minutes?
12 minutes left.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I thought it'd be 60 minutes. Don't know what I thought.
Oh.
Because sometimes they start 8:15.
That's quick, man, from the guy. Yeah, that's very quick, man.
You got to have that in the bag, my boy. You know what I mean?
Oh, my days, man. I actually don't have anything to wear.
You do this. Guys, I'm telling you, every single outfit this guy buys is within 48 hours, 24 hours. Of the motive, sometimes even on the day. What motive was it where you went central on the day of the event? That's happened more than once, I think. I can't even remember.
For my, yeah, that's happened more than once.
No, it was
for my event.
Yeah, the event you had in
East.
Yeah, Saturn 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, there. You bought that fit on the day, no?
Yeah,
I thought so, yeah.
No, I'm going uptown tomorrow.
Of course, bro.
I have to. Habits. But I don't want to spend that amount. I actually don't. That's why I looked on.
But you want to find that in store?
If I find it in store, then I'm 100% buying it.
You might even find something nicer, bro. You never know.
That's why I don't want to go.
You might get sucked in, innit?
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah.
I hate you still.
Plus then it's like, oh, what am I going to wear it with? Then I start thinking, bruh, I need to buy.
What time is this thing booked for?
I don't even know.
Are you trying to go to that event after?
No clue.
I don't mind.
I mean, I'm waiting for the person to let me know the price, the table and stuff, innit? So,
is that the person you did an event with? I thought so.
No.
It is a lie.
I thought it was. The name looked familiar.
The person that's doing the event.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, the...
Your last event.
I mean, the person that posted it is the person that I did the event with.
Yeah, that was my question. Yeah.
They're not the ones doing the event.
Oh.
Oh.
Why did I think... I was on her story, innit? It didn't load for me, so I just assumed it was her event.
Do you mean I want some?
Nah, cool, bro. Love.
Nah, I'm alright. Thanks for offering, though, bro.
It's okay, man. You don't have to be weird about it, bro.
I don't have to be weird about it, yeah.
That was just manners, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Like,
so say, just say no thank you and keep stepping, bro.
No, AJ is fighting.
Is it this weekend?
Yeah, bro.
Tomorrow, though.
23rd. Saturday. So, 2 days.
Oh, John, Saturday.
Since Saturday, it's gonna be a dumb time, isn't it?
No, it'll be the right time.
Really?
Should be. It shouldn't be like 5 a.m.
What's the time in Saudi?
3 hours ahead.
Okay. So what, the fight will be in the evening? So it should be like 11, 10, innit?
Big man Tinga should, bro. I swear down.
Don't want to see that.
Don't want to see no 5 a.m., bro.
Well, did you stay up for Leon Edwards?
I fell asleep, bro.
I fell asleep as well.
Someone asked me, did I just go gym?
There's too many undercards on that fight, man. Oh. Damn, man. Whew. This is the episode that's going to be dropping
on the 25th.
24th.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Everyone and open up nice gifts and that. I mean.
Oh, yeah, we're dropping the evening. Oh, yeah, watch it after the meal and that. Make sure you lot snap your food, send it to us, innit?
Yeah, man. Have a little drink up.
But if it's me, yeah, I might rate your stuff. Whatever. Your meals. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Do you know what it is, yeah?
Your meal is meaty. Don't cry, though.
Bare man are going to get the same thing, though, because bare mums order from caterers and just get rice or like amache or like white rice. Nah. That sort of stuff.
I don't know
who actually eats the flipping turkey, gravy, me? Potatoes. Swear.
Yeah. I'll eat that with the rice, bro.
What? The turkey? Hell?
Yeah, man.
Mad.
I'll eat a whole mixture of things.
I don't think I've ever had turkey on Christmas Day. It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
What, stuffing as well?
I'm not that bad.
You don't, come on. No, come on.
But like, you know why you asked? Man knows why you asked that.
Rain it in, bro.
You see, guys know what they're doing.
Normal. Bro. What about pigs in blanket?
I don't really like bacon like that.
I hear you.
Even though I eat it, but I don't like it like that.
Why is that funny, bro? This guy's dodgy. I don't eat turkey on
Christmas. I don't eat bacon either, to be fair.
But what, turkey? You may not have turkey on Christmas then?
Nope.
I mean, like,
this is straight African food.
It's not what I look for, still, yeah.
This is straight.
If it's there, it's because someone's brought it, still.
If I've had turkey, it's got sea pepper on it. So I'd,
you got know, what?
Sea pepper.
Yeah.
What?
Bro, you've got to.
Yeah, make it.
You're telling me you're gonna roast that turkey and just put what stock on there, bro? Like,
yes, bro.
Nah, you gotta have the. You get me? Dad just came back from Niger, innit? So he's all got the nuts on deck, the sea pepper on deck, the pepper soup, all of that stuff.
The man. What on deck nuts?
Yeah, bro.
He brought nuts
in the bottles.
Oh,
ground nuts.
Yeah, don't be calling it nuts, bro.
Come on, man. That's standard nuts.
That is not nuts. That's grounded nuts.
You know what I mean?
That's granuts, bro.
That's what I just said.
No, you said nuts, bro.
That's normal nuts to me. That's the only nuts that I eat. You know what I mean?
I was thinking, what's the name of it again? I couldn't remember it.
I'm not.
Yeah, still. But yeah, you mentioned what we should leave in 2023.
I'm not even sure what we should leave in 2023.
In fact, no. I have a game for you lot, innit?
I've got a few questions for you lot as well.
Don't be asking man questions, bro.
Nah, just because you said that, I'm going to go first, though.
Okay.
Who's most likely to? Oh, did I even put enough? I think it's like four, to be fair.
This person's dumb.
Yeah, four still. First one. Who's most likely to have the most kids?
Me.
How many do you want?
Like four.
How many do you want?
Two.
Yeah, I'm free still. That makes sense. But to be fair, that doesn't always go to plan. How many you want? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it could be three, it could be four. I don't mind.
But you're max two?
Yeah.
Swear. Why?
No, max three, but I'm pretty set on two, man. Bro, kids are hard work. Like, why do you want more and more and more?
But like,
if it's two girls, would you try again?
No. Because what if I... No, never mind.
What if what, bro? What if it gets worse? You have a third?
I didn't say that.
That's crazy. No, if I get two girls... I want three anyway. So if it's three girls, cool, innit? I don't mind. Three
boys. Oh, man. They'll all be ballers, way. Man.
Huh?
They'll all be ballers. Project Lauren James. Yeah, man.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Are you serious? You'd actually do that?
Yeah.
I'm not putting him in football, you know. I'm not sure about football, you know.
Playing sports, 100%.
I'm not sure.
Maybe athletics.
Because it's just not as lucrative as men's sports.
Hmm?
Athletics?
I said maybe athletics. No, it's not the same thing.
It's not as lucrative as
football and athletics. Athletes.
Athletics is more lucrative than football, bro.
For women?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Tennis.
Okay.
Tennis. Yeah,
that's a different game. Naomi Osaka, bro.
I saw she's mid now.
She was pregnant.
Is she?
She was pregnant. Yeah, she got injured, then she got pregnant. Now she's coming back.
She can't. She's not mid, bro. She's...
No, she was number one.
Yeah, she's telling, bro.
Nah, but she's not coming back to number one for a hot minute. If, like, whatever, I'll call her to you.
Serena Venus.
Back. I'm not sure still.
Project Serena Venus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch that film? No, we spoke about that.
King Richard, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, it was hard.
We didn't watch it together.
No, we didn't.
No.
Nah. Yeah, it was a good film still. It was a good film.
What's the next question?
Who's most likely to break out laughing in a serious situation? That's already answered. That's obviously.
But what do you say?
Break out laughing in a serious situation.
He's already laughing. Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? There we go. So that question answers. So, who's most likely to pick up the tab for dinner? Like us, we go to dinner. Who's most likely to see it? It's on me.
It's
still
not me.
I think it's me. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, probably.
I think it's me still. What do you mind think?
It's definitely me.
What?
No.
Who do you think it is out of us?
I actually don't know.
what you've got.
I feel like we'll all shy away from it. I don't know who's eager to go and
No one's eager to rise three man's meals. But it's me that will pick it up.
Yeah,
facts.
You'd pick it up and you'd invoice everyone.
That's it. I wouldn't invoice.
No, but if I would invoice. If
I wouldn't invoice, you know it for a fact. What's Duke's talking about? I wouldn't invoice. That's what pick up the tab means, bro. Mm. You just cover it.
Yeah, I'm about to bug out.
Go on.
Listen, I've been covering niggas' stuff for time, bro.
You ain't invoiced.
I don't invoice guys, bro. The only time I invoice guys is if they actually owe me money, bro. For example, cool, live show, who covered?
You invoiced.
Exactly.
You invoiced. You didn't cover that, bro.
All right, so you lot should have tapped then. Why did you lot tap?
You went off your own accord.
Because I knew what it was, bro. I knew it was. I was like, cool, let me do it.
It could have been any of us, bro. You just chose to go.
Cap.
And you found out first as well. You found out before us.
Yeah, at least you could.
I told both of you.
Yeah, but you didn't. Like, you covered it for a day or less than.
It's not even about, it's not about, it's not the time period. It's not about that. It's about the fact that I did it.
Yeah.
That's different.
If you covered it
as well, huh? I would do it as well if I know you guys.
You would, bro.
But if I wouldn't, I don't know if I'd cover it
willingly.
If you guys aren't
don't pay me back. It's on me still. Yeah, I would do that. Not for that amount, but like dinner, like the question says, I'll cover dinner. 100. 100. You would take off service charge. That's the difference.
Anyways.
Facts, bro. Next question. This is the last one. Who's most likely to keep a secret?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
So like what? If he tells me a secret, I don't get it. Keep a secret from who?
And that's from anyone, isn't it? Like someone tells us free something, who's most likely to just never ever mention it? Put it like that.
I have no clue.
Yeah, I haven't got a clue.
I have no clue. Because there could be secrets that you guys haven't said. Or I haven't said.
Well, there would be because if someone's told you something.
Yeah.
And told you not to say anything.
Yeah.
You get me? Same goes for me, same goes for him. So that's a secret. Everyone's got secrets, bro.
So how do you know who's most likely to not tell?
That's the question, bro. That's the whole point in the question. Would it's you base that off?
Would, yeah, okay, fair enough. I don't know, I'll say all three of us, isn't it?
What's your game? In fact, we were on the way to a friend's birthday a few years ago. We're all in a car, and this same question got asked. This guy said me. I'm the least likely to keep a secret. Do you remember that?
I said
you. Was driving. It was in your car.
I don't even remember what you told me. I don't remember.
You said you. I said you.
You said me, bro.
Least likely
to let me type in whose birthday was on the way to. Maybe we'll remember. You remember.
In what city?
London.
Yeah, I don't remember. Where were we? Who was driving?
You. Was that a crib?
Was this before or after?
Before. You don't remember?
Who did I drive?
Us. We were in the car.
Were you in the car?
Yes, bro.
I don't remember ever saying that. But
I don't know where the question
was. What was the context?
I don't know who asked the question, but it got asked. And then you was like, me. I'm like, what? Me?
Bro, if I wasn't intoxicated.
Already, probably weren't, to be fair.
I was definitely already intoxicated. I don't even know if I said that. Were you intoxicated as well?
I think we all were.
So I might not have even said that.
No, you didn't say that.
No.
How can I just randomly remember something from like 4 or 5 years ago? Nah, come on, bro.
Bro.
I was like, me? Like, what? We've never done that.
Memories are a scary thing, man. They're a complex thing. Maybe I never said that because I don't remember saying that.
I don't even remember the conversation.
I don't remember the conversation either.
I didn't remember driving.
I remember you in a car.
You didn't drive.
Where were you?
You don't remember the whole day. So you can't even say that. Everything you're saying is just is void.
The only thing I remember from that day is selling perfume.
Were you? Wait, were we at the same place?
What are you talking about? Have you seen the name?
Is that what we're talking about?
Have you seen the name?
Yeah.
What do you mean were we in the same place?
Did you sell perfume to you?
No, this is outside, to them outside.
Oh, then I would. Oh, fair enough.
No, yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
I swear. Oh, there was someone else in the car. Was it JC? Oh, maybe it was one of the men. I can't remember.
I was driving my Corsa.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, bro. I ain't got a Scooby.
I was like, what the hell? But
I mean, I'll be real. I can keep a secret, but also like, you know, there's secrets that you have to just tell someone. I'm not gonna.
Then is that really?
So if that means that if you lot don't feel the same way, then it's me that's least likely to keep a secret. Keep it back.
Okay, let me give you a situation. If someone tells you something about me or Benzo, and they say don't tell us, and you not telling us doesn't affect us. It's not negative. It's not positive. It's just don't tell them because they don't want us to know that they told you that. Would you tell us?
He needs to give me an example. I'm gonna.
That's
what I'm saying though. Like, I need to actually know an example.
That someone tells him a secret about us.
Yeah.
And whether or not he would tell us.
Yeah. But it's not like negative or positive. It doesn't affect us. They just said don't tell them because they don't wanna be like known as the person that told him.
Or for example, they tell me you done something with them.
Okay, no, because you'd already know that. They tell you something.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Okay, use the example then. They tell you that I did something with them. But then again, that's different because you'd come to me straight away.
They tell you something with them. Okay.
Okay, maybe someone else told me that you did something with someone else.
Yeah, go on.
Would I come and ask you?
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, yeah, and they said, don't tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll keep the secret.
Yeah, I would keep it as well, but it's not like a secret. I
don't need to talk to your boy.
I mean, in their eyes, it's a secret. Because it's don't tell your boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, sir.
I don't think I would either.
But I know I like Justin, so.
Fairs.
Yeah, so I'll just with, like, if I'm talking to someone, I'll just with them a lot about different stuff. So, yeah.
What was your game?
What the hell was my game?
Did you make that up?
Blind rank. That's what I'm trying to say for you.
Blind rank?
That's what I'm on TikTok. Oh, yeah, cool. I'll start with you. Cool. I'm going to give you the name of stuff here.
Uh-huh.
You just got ranked them 1 to 5. You know the game, right? Or you don't?
No, but go on.
Cool. For example, no. Like, but you get it, right? Yeah. I'm going to give you a list of one by one.
Yeah.
1 to 5. You see the game on TikTok where they'll rate.
Okay.
You see
that
one sort of thing?
Yeah.
Cool.
One's the best, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, I have 5. Cool. Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
Wait, does he have to say the rank?
Oh, yeah. Like that. Okay, yeah, so I don't know who's next.
You don't know who's next.
As an actor, okay, yeah.
So wait, is this all actors?
I don't know.
Come on. You've got to give me the category.
It's literally, yeah, blind, it's literally exactly. Blind rank, bro.
No, but
it's literally blind rank.
You don't know what your rank is.
Yeah. Exactly. So you don't.
If it was food, then yeah. Like,
yeah, Jamie Foxx is food, isn't
it? No, but bro, if it was food, then you'd know, like, okay, yes, food. If
yeah,
it's
so actor, just.
You know, say nothing. Go ahead.
Okay, Jamie Foxx. Rank it,
yeah.
Out 5. Foxx. Ooh, I'll give him. I'll give him 2.
Cool. Idris Elba or Elba?
3.
Will Smith.
Fox, Eldra, Elba. Fox, can you mention Smith number 1? But then that means whoever comes after as 4th and 5th. 5th. That's only fair, to be fair, isn't it? Yeah, I'll give him 1.
Darren Cooley.
Oh my God, man. Oh, 4. Damn.
Is it 4?
Yeah, I have to, man. He's definitely not 5th. He can't. Right, cool.
Shake my hand. I'm looking at the camera whilst I say it. Shake my hand. Please, come on. Look at the camera. Denzel Washington is number 5.
That's so
Denzel ridiculous. Washington, come on, use your head, man.
That's so ridiculous, man. Oh, Kaluuya and Denzel, 5.
You put 5. I thought the minute I saw you structuring and be like, oh, who could be number 1? I thought, yeah, he's gonna leave it for Denzel.
He wasn't in my mind. I didn't think he'd say.
There we go. Fair. Blind rank.
Oh, Denzel, cool. 5. Damn.
I was gonna do another one, but maybe I'll think about it. Alright, cool, Benzo.
Mm-hmm.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
2. It's going to be easy. Carry on.
Okay.
It's gonna be easy.
Hunter x Hunter.
I haven't watched it, but I know it's good.
Oh, so no, shift that. Shift that.
Say nothing.
Cool. Let me replace that one quickly. Tokyo Ghoul. Easier. Pussy.
Oh, no, because what else could you make?
Ah.
There you go. Ah. I'm going to say four. Yeah, four.
Four?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you put Jujutsu Kaisen 2, Tokyo Ghoul 4.
Oh, no, Shafi.
It's too late, bro. Death Note.
No. I'm going to put 3. My order's already messed up. I'm going to put 3.
I thought it was easy.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Demon Slayer.
Yeah, 5.
Easy. Nah, I knew that was 5. You got the first one, Attack on Titan.
Yeah, I knew. I was holding out for Attack on Titan. I would have swapped Jujutsu Kaisen and Death Note. But yeah, easy. That was easy, man.
That took your goal. Nah.
If it wasn't for the, like, the first 2 seasons were cool, but then after that, it went downhill. So. Down,
yeah. I was going to do another one, but I'd have time to think of it. That was 6. I saw it on their channel. Like, oh, this is hard still. Let me do that.
First.
Ooh. Let me do one for you, Chelsea players. All time.
Fez.
It's going to be off the top of my head. Okay. Drogba.
1.
Lampard.
3.
Chelsea legends. Ashley Cole.
Where'd I put Lampard? 3.
3.
Ashley Cole.
Yeah. Scrap that. John Terry.
John Terry?
Yeah.
4.
Kante.
5.
Kante, 5. Hazard.
2.
Kante, 5.
I'm happy with that, bro.
Kante, 5.
For sure.
Really?
For sure. Drogba, Hazard, Lampard, Terry, Kante. For sure. There's no order to... There's no...
You think Drogba's order. The best? You think that's the best list it could be?
Bro.
You think?
Bro. I can get if people swap Hazard and Drogba, but yeah, no, Drogba's number one for me.
Lampard's definitely 3rd.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, maybe you can switch Lampard and Terry if you want. It depends on who you prefer, but...
Lampard can't be 4th in a Chelsea list, man. That's not
possible. No, but I get why people... Like, obviously, it can fluctuate between preference, innit? But for me, Drogba is number one. Number one. The joy that that guy brought to... Bro, I don't have a striker that I've seen play for Chelsea since him. Maybe Diego Costa, but...
I was going to say him, you know, but I was like, let me try and...
He would have been number 5 more. Anyways.
Yeah. I've seen that game on TikTok, to be fair.
Huh?
Seen that game on TikTok. Did it with, who did they do it with?
I might just do one now. Quickly.
I think it was footballers. I don't even remember. Or singers.
Yeah, cool. I got one more. I'm trying to think of a last one. Damn. I'm trying to think of another one for this one. What's another one, fam? Cool, hold on. Why is it taking long? Lipin.
Oh, sugar, I was gonna... got to respond.
Cool. Yeah, cool. You both can answer this one, innit? You can do your own order.
Oh.
Cool. First one, High School Musical.
Depends on which one you're talking about, mate.
As a whole, yeah.
All right.
High School Musical.
3.
Yeah, I was going to say 3.
Camp Rock.
4.
Yeah. Yeah. Four.
Let it shine.
One. Yeah.
Two.
Okay. Let's see what else he mentions.
Jumping.
Two. No. Five. No. Five. Yeah. Sorry. That's a two.
Jumping. Five. Two. Five. That's insane.
Five. So yeah, I've got one. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Lemonade Mouth.
Yeah. One.
Yeah. Two.
Comfortable.
Yeah. One. Two. Yeah. You think Let It Shine is the best thing that's happened to Disney Channel?
What's your list?
Let It Shine, Lemonade Mouth, Walls Free,
High School Musical,
Camp Rock,
Jump In.
That's a solid.
I'll take Lemonade Mouth.
Lemonade Mouth bangs, but bro,
it's got more bangers. I'm not gonna lie.
Doesn't matter. Let It Shine.
Yeah, that's just nostalgia, though, isn't it? And they're black. Man. Realistically. Facts.
They're nostalgia and then they're black.
They got banger for banger. Lemonade Mouth is
good. Yeah, right.
Look at banger for banger. Lemonade Mouth is not smoking, but they're beating them.
I mean, it was a banger still.
Because realistically, Let It Shine's got Don't Run Away. What's the one he sang in the studio?
All the songs were bangers.
No, they're not.
Yes, they were.
Guardian Angel's not a banger.
What? No. Yes, you're crazy.
Guardian Angel's not a banger.
Yes,
I'm not gonna lie.
You're actually crazy. That's the best song there, bro. You're actually crazy. Oh,
Don't Run Away.
There was Don't Run Away. There was that You Belong to Me song.
Yeah.
There was every song was a banger.
Let It Shine at the end, obviously.
Yeah, even the
is there something called Me or You?
Yeah. Every song was a banger.
That song is not that great.
Every song was
a banger. Her songs weren't the best on that film.
Yeah, they weren't. But still.
Compared to Lemonade Mouth. Let me just get out the playlist. Oh my gosh. Lemonade Mouth, bro. What's her name? The one from Good Luck Charlie. Bridget something.
Yeah, Bridget.
Medlar.
Yeah.
Turn Up the Music.
I don't remember.
Determinate.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Determinate, I remember.
Somebody. That was her solo.
Somebody.
More Than a Band. What's the other one? Living on a High Wire.
I don't know any of them.
Swear. Other than Determinate.
I don't know any of them. But I know all of them apart from Living.
So, what's your favorite song from Lemonade Mouth?
Determinate was hard. I can't remember any of them after. But if it played,
that
I don't
first
know.
Song that first they played one? That they played together, but knowing that Detention or something.
That's Turn Up the Music.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That song. That's your favorite one.
Yeah, or the one the other girl sang when she broke up with my man.
Oh, is it She's So Gone?
Yeah, that was a banger still.
And you think that's not better than what? Don't Run
None
Away.
Those are better than Guardian Angel.
Oh, Guardian Angel? Was that her solo?
No. It was both of them. He was rapping and then she was on the chorus.
Guardian Angel. Guardian Angel. Is that the one where
is it My Guardian Angel?
Yeah.
Like that.
He came into the club and she was already singing.
No.
Is that Guardian Angel?
She came into the club and he was already rapping.
Oh yeah, he was. That one. Yeah.
This one was hard, you dumb.
Too far. I've watched Lemonade Mouth more times.
So have I, to be honest.
Why?
Cause it's a good film. It's a good movie.
And it's not, and you put it two comfortably.
I feel like Let It Shine was just like that was solid still.
And so was Lemonade Mouth.
I'm gonna lie, Lemonade Mouth has bangers.
It has bangers, bro. That was even on low volume, bro. I'm telling you.
Yo, that song is hard.
Lemonade Mouth is what?
It's not better than Let It Shine though. It's got bangers for sure.
It's an unpopular opinion, isn't it? They can answer in the comments. I'm telling you.
Do a poll.
Yeah,
do a poll on Spotify. You lot answer there on Spotify. See what you think about.
Or Let It Shine. Could even do one with Disney Channel.
Which one?
Okay, let me do one. You might both answer, yeah. Good Luck Charlie.
Digital first.
Are you doing a rank thing?
Yeah. Good Luck Charlie.
Four.
Three. Good Luck Charlie was lit still.
Wizards of Waverly Place?
Two. She messed up already.
Bro, was that three or four? Four, good luck, Charlie.
You said three. As of
you said four.
Yeah, Wizard of Waverly Place 2.
Bro, Wizard of Waverly Place. I'd be number one.
I don't even know why I said... I don't know. I don't even know what's coming up next. I'll be wrong. But I said two.
Wizard of Waverly Place might be number one. Wizard of Waverly Place. Banged. Are you dumb? Let's see what else is there. I'm saying one.
Phineas and Ferb?
Oh, wait. I didn't know we were doing animated.
It's on the same channel. There we go.
Yeah, I'll put that second. Oh, yeah, I think
wait, Phineas and Ferb. That's all right. Like,
what?
Oh, you're crazy, man.
Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb.
Are you crazy? Like,
oh, now nah, I've messed up my list. No, Phineas and Ferb 4. Oh, yeah, 4.
What did I put? I put Wizard Waverly Place 2. I put
one. Good Luck Charlie 4.
No, I didn't. I put 2.
Oh, 2.
I put 1. And
you
then
put Good Luck Charlie 4.
Yeah. So Phineas and Ferb 5. Yeah.
5, you know. I put it 4.
That's trash, man.
What?
I said it's trash.
No, I think it's trash.
Sweet Life for Zach and Cody.
That's second.
What I'm saying.
Where? That's second. I'll put that second.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Where are you putting that? 1.
What I put? 2. No, you put Phineas. Wizard Waverly Place 2. Yeah, it's 3. It's 3. It's not better. Wizard Waverly Place.
Last one. I thought this.
I definitely messed up. Wizard Waverly Place should have been one.
Exactly. Okay, I'm gonna cheat. Ugh, I can't really cheat because it's not on Disney Channel. To be fair. Disney Channel.
Yeah. Good Luck Charlie's better than Phineas and Ferb.
No, it's not.
Man said it's bad. Disney Channel.
That's the Raven.
That's what I was waiting for.
And that's number one.
I wasn't even going to say that. Number one.
Yeah, that's better than
Wizard of Waverly, Place. Yeah. That's not possible.
It's not. It's just not. It's just not. Like, it's actually just not. Just not.
Let's even use that. Yeah, go on. Where would you put it?
Okay, I put Phineas and Ferb 5 and then... no.
Whoa.
No, but that's Raven B 5. But that's not saying that that's a Raven's bad because I actually love that show, but it's not better than any of the rest.
Crazy? It's not better than Good Luck Charlie.
It's better than Good Luck Charlie. It is better. I'll swap Good Luck Charlie.
You can't swap, bro.
Okay, well, I messed up my list. Yeah, fair enough. Well, that's Raven has to go fifth, but I messed up.
Yeah, my list is better than yours. Yeah, for sure.
You put That's a Raven first.
That's a Raven, then Wizard of Waverly Place. Then I put
Sweet Life.
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Then I put Good Luck Charlie. Then I put Phineas and Ferb. Yeah.
Phineas and Ferb cannot be last, though. That's mad. That intro is iconic, bro.
Oof. All of their songs are iconic.
Even Victorious as well.
That's not Disney Channel, is it?
I know. Obviously, I'm going outside.
Did you say Nickelodeon?
When I said I was going to cheat, I was going to include Victorious and that. That was like,
Victorious has a lot of good bangers as well, too.
Yeah.
Somehow I wonder, like, how do some actors blow and some don't?
Some actors blow?
Like, the main character of Victorious... I don't see her at all.
The girl.
Yeah.
But Ariana Grande.
She always had a better voice, let's be real.
Who?
Ariana Grande. She could actually.
I didn't deep it back then, though.
I didn't deep it back then.
My eyes were on the main character. I didn't deep it. How does some.
No. Yeah, like Leon Edwards, like, apparently he's a. Not apparently. He's a big time songwriter.
Producer. And
yeah, and all that stuff. Yeah. But, like, you don't see him on the screen no more.
Bears.
You know what I mean? Drake and Josh.
Yeah, I don't see any of them.
I don't still. Because one of them got done for something.
Yeah, Drake got done for something and then Josh was in that Oppenheimer film, so.
Really?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was in it. What? I think he was the one that pressed the button during the.
What's his name?
What's his name? His name is Josh Peck. He was in the film, bro.
Oh my gosh.
And so was, what's his name?
This is such a throwback.
So was Roderick from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh my gosh. Did you mind read those books?
Yeah, who's Roderick?
Roderick from did you watch the movies?
The older brother.
Yeah, the older brother, yeah.
Yeah. What's the Rowley Roderick? Yeah.
Rowley.
What was the kid? What's the main character's name again?
Oh my days, I didn't even order it.
Correct. Oh my god. Nice. Just gonna have to go to store tomorrow, innit? I'm trying to think. Yeah, you said how does some blow, how does some not? I don't know. Some stayed relevant, some literally didn't. Because Coco Jones is still out there. Sky Jackson's still out there.
Yeah, but Coco Jones
is an artist.
Yeah, but she's just come back into.
Yeah, she ghosted for a few years still.
Yeah, she was not relevant for a long time.
True still. Sky Jackson, probably the same.
Yes.
She's after not Shake relevant. It Up. No, Jessie. After
Sky Jackson, Jessie. Sky Jackson isn't relevant.
She isn't.
She's seen.
She's seen on Kai's stream, that's it.
Is she on Kai's stream?
She was on Kai's stream. Other than that, I have not seen her ever since.
No, but compared to the rest of the stars, though, like compared to flipping Sweet Life, actually, no, that's a bad example. Compared to anyone on flipping Good Luck Charlie, like you don't see any of those guys. Any of those guys.
Even that's what I'm saying. All of Disney Channel, everyone was falling off.
Yeah, but Sky Jackson is up there, though. Compared to them,
she's not.
Yeah, but she's seen, though. The rest of them aren't seen.
But what, name another movie she's in.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but she's seen, though. Like, you saw her today, yesterday. Like, the rest of them, you haven't seen them in years. That's my point.
Did you, I saw her yesterday.
Yeah.
Where?
On Kai's stream.
No, I didn't say she was on Kai's stream yesterday. She was on Kai's stream yesterday.
Where did you see her on Shade Bro or Shade Room? That was yesterday or today, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was yesterday or today when she was on Kai's stream. That's when they posted it.
Who?
Sky Jackson, bro.
Why? No, not Kai.
Speed.
Speed was... Sky was with Speed.
Yeah.
Oh.
When?
I was thinking like yesterday. Sky Jackson beef Kai. I don't make...
They were on the stream together.
Why? Was this a while ago?
Yeah.
Would you get like Sky Jackson, Nicki Minaj, like...
Yeah, but he's done everyone though, innit?
Yeah. Sky was time ago. I don't remember.
It was in summer.
Did you guys send it? Did you send it to group chat or something?
I don't remember, but it was in summer.
I'm talking about yesterday.
When he did that thingy, is it called Subathon?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he did that, I'm sure she was in it.
She was definitely in it. Like, I definitely saw them.
Right? Yeah.
But like, she ain't relevant, bro.
Relevant.
Like, before the stream, I never saw her.
But she's definitely
one or two pictures.
She's definitely more seen than the rest of them people. Like, let's even use Sweet Life and Zach and Cody. Like,
no, he's more relevant.
Now I was going to talk about the whole cast.
Oh, my bad.
Because you don't see Mr. Bosby. Rhonda Tipton, she's married to my man from Home Alone, isn't it?
I don't know.
She's still relevant, though. She is. She was in this thing on Netflix, some anime thing called Blue Eye Samurai. You should watch, I'm telling you right now. Best thing you watch this year. But yeah, sorry, carry on.
Didn't you watch The Bear this year?
Better than The Bear.
That was rash. That was rash. You didn't even think about that. Are you sure?
100%.
The Bear?
Yeah. You should actually watch it.
You know, I saw a thread on Twitter and they were saying, what's the best TV episode you've seen out of all the series? And Bear Man was saying Forks. Forks from The Bear. Season 2, episode 7. I haven't even watched season 2.
Oh, yeah.
His uncle or something.
Yeah. That's the best episode of TV I've seen in a while.
Swear. Yeah, I need to watch that season 2
Have you watched the first season?
I haven't finished it, but more or less.
That is the best episode I've seen.
People were saying Succession as well. Have you finished it?
No. Succession, I'm...
Where you at?
I'm literally at the start. I swear, the dad's just come out of hospital.
Yeah.
And then the brother's just flapping his arms around, trying to become CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished the part. All I remember in the latest episode was the little brother was like doing himself off in that office.
Dumb, man. I swear, that guy is so dumb, bro.
It's just a witcher, man. Be real.
You gotta trust him. It's like Ozark, slow start, but just fair, trust him. Fair.
Ozark wasn't really a slow start, was it?
No.
Ozark grabbed me from the start.
Compared to like Money Heist.
It had a fast start, but it slowed down a lot.
Yeah.
Ozark. Yeah. It slowed down. Yeah. But I don't think it had
As in season one as a whole wasn't that quick. I don't think.
Yes, it was.
Compared to a lot of other series, bro.
Bro, they were literally...
Like, compared to like... what's that one? Outer Banks.
That's different.
The first scene is them... dashing from the feds, that's bro. So that's different. Straight into it, though. That's just, you know what I mean? It's not like that.
But that's just different quality of TV.
Yeah, but it's principle. No,
I know what you mean.
Quick, bro.
Okay, well, what about Money Heist? That was relatively fast as well.
I don't remember Money Heist. Swear. I didn't even finish it.
What?
I did not finish Money Heist.
Did you watch it in Spanish or English?
Spanish.
So, yeah, people watching English, I don't get it.
No, I think I watched the first season in English and then people started saying they're watching in Spanish. I was like, let me watch it in Spanish. Yeah.
Ozark season.
You haven't finished Money Heist.
The last season dragged, bro. Like, I can't. It got long.
So have I finished it then?
Probably haven't. I'm not gonna lie.
When I heard they were going back into the back,
yeah, like, I think that was the last season or something like that. I can't lie, bro.
How did it end?
But I don't know. Can't lie. Thingy died though.
Ooh.
Nairobi died, didn't it? She got snapped, I swear.
Nairobi.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
old news, man. Nairobi's not even the one that... Are you talking about Tokyo?
No, Tokyo's the main character, like.
Yeah, she died.
Oh, I'm talking about Tokyo.
Yeah, I know
Tokyo. I know people used to... People were talking about how Nairobi died. That was peak or something.
No, Nairobi died as well, but Tokyo's the main
Tokyo
one.
Tokyo was
like,
the
died.
Big death.
First.
Because she was with my
I'm
man.
I'm trying to think, how did it end? Yeah, he died as well.
So who
lived? I'm chatting rubbish. I don't know if he
Because Rio was drilling his way up to her or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on TikTok.
Yeah.
Is that where she died?
How did Money Heist end? What the hell?
I think so. Because that's when the team came in.
I know they have a show for that guy. What's his name? Berlin. His own show is coming out very soon.
Who's Berlin? Professor's brother?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he... Is he not dead already?
He was sick, innit?
Yeah.
He died early.
Yeah.
Bro. He died early, yeah.
I know they have a show about like his like past
Who's
lives.
Denver?
Denver's, I thought it was that big guy.
No, he was with one of the hostages.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he was a bit dumb, not gonna. Because he had beef with, do you remember Arturo?
The bank guy.
Yeah. Because he used to be with her or something like that. But yeah.
No, I might have to watch it, you know.
I'm trying to remember Ozark season one. That's no, for some reason I thought it was slow.
It wasn't because literally the whole thing happens where his partner like messes up and then he's in debt to this drug lord and then, I actually can't remember it.
I think they come down in the first episode.
What do you mean?
The drug lord comes down, innit?
Yeah.
And he kills him.
Kills the partner.
Yeah.
And
then he's like, cool, you're going to be my new business partner.
Yeah.
Then they move down. Then it slows down.
As soon as the first episode finishes.
I've been watching this new series on Netflix called My Life with the Water Boys. Anyone seen it?
Nope. My Life with the Water Boys.
My Life with the Water Boys.
Yeah, some teen thing.
Yeah. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, I watched the first couple, I'm like, this ain't great, but I'm just kind of watching it. Because I saw Donna from Suits as like the parent. I'm like,
there is.
Acting can't be too bad.
I didn't even finish Suits either.
What?
I did not finish Suits. It got so repetitive.
I didn't finish Suits either.
It got so repetitive.
Oh.
Every scene, they'll be talking. Then one of them will dramatically exit. Every scene. It was actually so annoying.
That's crazy. Did you finish How to Get Away with Murder?
No. Yeah.
You need to finish that show.
I don't care.
That show's sick.
Bro, you gotta remember, this came out years ago, bro.
It did.
There's no way I'm going back to finish it.
Yeah, because you won't even remember all that.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
you have to
all I know is that Bonnie is her name.
Yeah.
She died.
Yeah.
What's the point of me watching it? I don't care.
If you know, then there's no point. Yeah.
Literally, like, I don't care. I genuinely don't care that. Like, it was a good show, though. I wouldn't even say it was a good show.
It was.
But, yeah. The reason why I was laughing, though, like, that was because of the things to leave in 2023.
What were they saying? Probably some. I saw one, I'm like, please.
Cool. The first one someone said was, nah, that one's a deep one. I'll get into that one. So this girl said, I'm tired of TikTok being full of dating advice / relationship advice. Let's have funny TikToks again. And I kind of agree.
I mean,
it's all about who you follow.
Yeah, I was going to say FYP is different for everyone.
No, but like, you know, like back then TikTok would be like the dancing videos. Like everyone's doing dancing. Do you know what I mean? I used to do bloody TikToks. Oh, yeah, do you know what I mean? But now it's just everyone just talking. Everyone's trying to put it's so annoying. I'm over here to you.
Everyone's trying to be deep.
Yeah, everyone's trying to be woke all of a sudden. Like, everyone's just
chilling. Oh yeah, I hear that side. Yeah, I do see a lot of that.
Just breathe. Like.
It's always at night as well.
Yeah, like breathe. It's take weird. A
yeah, it's actually
weird. I hear that, to be fair. But I mean, the odd one, I don't mind. But when it's like too much.
When it's always in like the next one, it's really not chill.
Whenever that happens, I just go to my following and then I just start liking stuff.
Though.
Yeah.
It changes up your For You page. Oh, no, I just refresh my For You page, to be fair.
Do you say following or friends?
No, like
there's a following one, isn't it?
There's a friend
there's
one.
There's friends as well.
And there's a following one.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. I actually have not gone for my followings.
You don't go through your followings?
No.
So wait, you follow people and you don't go through it?
No.
It just comes up on
my thing.
Yeah. Fairs. You actually be like, if you go through your following, you'll realize that how many people you follow that you've forgotten about them.
It's probably true, to be fair.
No, if I forgot about them, then
why am I following them?
No point following them anymore.
We won't know until you go through it.
I might.
I'll try it, but I don't know.
But yeah, cool. Next one, someone said Ben's playing hard to get.
Benzo playing hard to get.
Yeah, bro.
Wait, what list is this?
Things to leave behind in 2023.
Things to leave behind.
Is this that someone that...
Yeah, bro. Stop playing hard to get, bro.
That's what are you crazy. Talking about?
Bro, stop playing
stop
hard to get,
bro. Mysterious, bro.
Like, this crazy. Mysterious stuff is so...
I'm even going to... overplayed, bro. It's not even worth an answer. It's not even worth...
Fair. He's still playing hard to get, sorry.
No.
Someone said dreadheads.
Lol.
You almost joined them, bro.
So did Benzo. Yes, I mean, you did join them. It was one of them.
Yeah.
You had dreads.
I didn't have dreads.
Okay, you didn't have dreads, but I'm
but and, yeah, it was basically the same thing. You know it was just a phase, bro. Like
the same.
Some people actually stick with it, or I feel like if you actually do dreads, you're gonna stick with it because of how much dedication it takes. But
yeah, that's long enough time.
It's dead storm, I'm not gonna
lie. Someone said people pleasing. Leave down 2023. Fez.
Fair enough. I mean, like that's always gonna have like continue happening though, isn't it? Like
someone said talking stages.
Okay. I'm not gonna lie, man.
How are you gonna leave talking stages behind?
Nah, but like, do you know what it is? Like, you get to a certain point where you just start chatting to someone new. It's like, oh, how many siblings you got? Oh, what's your favorite color? Oh,
blues.
That was dead, bro. Like, you just wanna meet them.
Yeah.
And just fly out, bro. It's just like, yeah, bro. Why
what
not?
Talking about
why not, bro? Like,
you're
skip
gonna,
all the small
relax,
talk.
You're gonna get some. You're gonna get some, bro. I said, just wanna skip your fly.
You just
out.
Wanna fly. You're gonna get some act. Nah, bro.
No, like, all the conversation is long. Like, oh.
Yeah, imagine just skip a good flying out. Nah, bro. Everyone can be flown out.
Nah, but I mean, all that small talk, all that talking to is long. I'm not gonna lie. It's dead. Getting to know like a whole new person.
So, yeah, so maybe it's just like stop talking to multiple people then, isn't it? Not you, by the way. Like in general, like stop talking to multiple people.
I mean, but putting your eggs in one basket, eesh.
Well, just learn from the person you used to talk to.
Yeah, like once you know that that's not the person you want, then just shift them.
Yeah, and then, if that type of conversation comes up in the next, or if that the same traits come up in the next person, you already know, like you've tried that, bro. That's not for me.
I ain't even gonna lie. I don't remember the last time I even asked someone what their favorite color is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what the hell? I don't ask them that.
That was an example.
I mean, that's the type of thing I ask, bro, like.
Is that you?
Huh? What did he say? Why did you whisper? What did he say?
I didn't hear him.
Why did he
I'm talking to the man. Why did
oh, God.
Cool. Next one. Someone said, men wearing socks and sliders at the beach on holiday. Let the toes breathe. First of all,
you do that.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, I don't. I'll wear my toes out, but she has a foot fetish, for
Ferris.
Sure.
Ferris.
You have a foot fetish, so if you're listening to this, you have a foot fetish.
But I would do that, but I just need to get my some cream that Fred keeps talking about. Nice, like get me like it'll let your toenails fall off and then they'll regrow. I need to get that still.
Or you can just go to a place. I swear they can do it for you.
Yeah,
it's like you can do
surgery, innit?
I saw that on TikTok actually.
But well, if it grows back, would it grow back normal color? Or
yeah, because like the new toner won't be
damaged.
Colored, innit? Yeah. Or damaged. So
Someone said inflation. Leave that in 2023.
We wish, man.
We wish for real, bro.
We wish for real.
For real, someone said I can talk to multiple. Leave behind in quotes. I can talk to multiple people, but you can't.
It's a double standard.
Yes,
yeah. It's a double standard. No, I will not be leaving that in 2023. Why would I do that?
That's more or less in be a dickhead in 2024.
Correct.
Like what?
Why would you do that?
Come on, bro.
Come on, stop that.
It's nonsense.
They also said, in quotes, as a man.
Yeah, that phrase needs to be dropped.
Who used that? Is it a woman?
Yeah.
Leave that then.
That needs to be dropped.
As a man, why are you doing this?
I'm thinking, what do you guys say that?
Nah.
Then, in quotes, I'm just a girl.
Please.
Yeah, that one should be left.
Please.
I like that one being left.
Please.
I've never enjoyed that.
I don't want to hear that
phrase.
Just go get a job, man.
And the last but not least, no, there's actually one more. This girl said men. I shouldn't have even said that one.
I'm not going to lie. Wait, quickly. most of the girls that do this, I hate men, I'm not talking to men, most of them do not live their raps. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. The proof's in the pudding. Like, just going to say that, bro. But,
cool. And then this one, girl said, people saying Christianity is a trend. Leave that behind.
Who says that?
I've never heard that.
I don't know.
Christianity is a trend.
But I think it's, that stems from like, I've seen it, but I never really watched it. But I TikTok. Saw people on TikTok, yeah, TikTok Live.
Yeah.
Still what?
Like talks.
I think they were talking about it.
Oh, right. Yeah, I did see that recently as well.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's very strange, I'll be real.
I didn't pay attention to it, I'll be real. I don't know what strange. They were talking about, but...
I've even seen... go on.
Oh, no, I think I was on one... Well, I wasn't on it. I went past it, but they were just like talking about the differences between Christianity and Islam. They were more so arguing about it, but it was like you could tell it was just for live. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh. Like it was just for live.
Mm. Well, why you compare?
I don't know. Yeah. For me, you're never gonna reach
an agreement or anything like that. I mean?
Different ways of life.
But I saw the same thing. Then I saw another one where there was like 10 men or 10 people in someone's living room doing Bible study, and it was just on live. I was like, okay, I tuned in for like 2 minutes and I just scrolled on because it didn't really appeal to me. Nothing was really going on. Like someone
was as in they're praying or what?
They weren't even praying. Someone was reading the scripture and like trying to obviously analyze it. But I was like, I don't know. I guess there's good intentions behind it, but I'm like,
I'm all here for that, but it's like, I know they're not going to do that again next week. Like it's a thing where it's not going to be a regular thing. They're not trying to start something.
Yeah.
They're just doing it for live.
Mm.
It's like, if you're going to be serious about it, then, you know what I'm saying? But then again, I can't judge because I don't know what...
That's what I'm saying. There's probably good intentions behind it, but we don't know.
Yeah.
If it's going to be consistent, then I don't mind. Fair enough, innit? That's what you want to do. But if it's just like a one-time, let's see how many people we can get.
I kind of wish I stayed in it.
I don't see the point. What?
As in, like, I wish I heard what they were saying so we could have at least discussed it. But yeah, I don't know. I think the only point I can remember is something about... them saying they're spiritual or something else. Spirituality. If we were in the live, obviously just drop it in the comment of what they were talking about. So maybe we can just discuss it next week or something. But yeah, I don't really remember I didn't really stay too long to hear it. But yeah, I don't know. The whole trend thing on Christianity and that, I feel like it should be left alone in terms of discussing who's more, like what's a Christian behavior and all that. Like, I feel like everyone should just sometimes mind their business. And give advice advice that's actually helpful rather than just judging.
And why is there so much discourse behind our religion?
That's my issue.
I don't get it.
That's my issue. It's like, no one's discussing other religions like that. It's always Christianity that's getting spoken about. It's like, bro, leave it. Like, that's the only thing. But then again, it's different. It's not strict rules with Christianity. It's just, it's more of like, what is it? How do I describe it? It's not rules. You know, like there's the commandments, but like you have free will.
Yeah.
Whereas with other religions, do this, do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
This is a bit of a God, sorry.
I was just gonna say with that free will, people tend to abuse it, but you know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like if you know you're Christian and you're God fearing,
yeah.
Focus on your lane. That's all really.
I was gonna say I'm going on a bit of a tangent here, but did you like watch Fred from 90's wedding video?
Yeah.
You watched it. That was kind of lit, you know. Well, not kind of, it was very much lit, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I watched. Apparently, it's only the members could get the full thing,
isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I actually got it, like, just to watch the actual video, you know.
You got it?
Yeah, because I wanted to watch the video still.
How much is it?
$4.99.
Oh, first.
Yeah, bronze membership or something like that.
How long is it? What is it? Is it monthly?
Mm, yeah. Obviously, you can cancel anytime.
Oh, so.
Yeah. But, Fred was giving a speech and he was saying how...
Did he cry? Sorry.
Yeah, he didn't cry while giving the speech. He cried when she was coming down out of her dad, I believe. Yeah.
Can I ask you?
Go on.
Does she have kids?
No.
She doesn't have kids?
No.
Someone told me she has kids.
No, it's her brother's kids.
See, this person. This is why you don't believe everything that gets told to you, bro.
It's her brother's kids. Right. They even say it on the podcast all the time, like how Fred's an uncle and that. And yeah, it's her brother's kids, bro.
Oh, so.
Yeah.
But what were you saying?
Fred was saying in his speech how the day they got married was the same day they met 4 years prior. I was like, raw.
The day they got married is the day they met 4 years ago.
Yeah. Just mad. Affairs, man.
They met 4 years ago. Then. He's like 30, 31 now.
Yeah.
So they met at 27.
They met in 2019.
When I was 18.
Yeah. 4 years. 2 years.
Why did I have to talk about myself just now?
Huh?
I don't even know why I calculated my age. How old is he is what I was trying to do.
Oh. Hey, wait, is he 31? I don't know. They're like early 30s anyways.
Yeah, so like maybe 27.
But yeah, I think they were together like 2 years. Then he engaged, maybe.
Proposed.
Sorry, he proposed.
It's all right.
What was I saying? Oh, I've actually lost it now.
They were together 2 years. He proposed.
Yeah, he proposed maybe just under 2 years ago, and then.
Oh, that's COVID though.
Yeah.
Also, maybe that's why it got held back. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, but it was like a intimate, not too big, not too small wedding, and a garden in the summer. Then obviously, the reception. That's when you saw like Nella, Adeola, Mariam all came through, and that. Quite lit. Kind of gave me a bit of
raw. Do you know what I thought about my wedding? It's like I have a lot of guys.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, would guys be offended if I don't make them like a groomsman?
I'm not gonna lie, like we're all adults, bro. Like you're gonna have to understand that you stand in a certain place in people's lives, bro. Like I feel like everyone knows whether or not they're in a position to be invited to the what's the first part called? The ceremony. It's like where like the person saying you can
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know what it's called, but you know what I mean? That bit.
Yeah.
You know whether or not
it's a reception.
No, that's the party.
The earlier bit, I feel like you know in yourself and that person knows whether or not you're in that position to be invited to that, or whether you're in a position to be invited to the reception. So there should be no mix up, in my opinion. The only mix up should be like how many groomsmen. You know what I mean, that's where I can understand where it's like.
How many groomsmen?
There's no limit.
Is there no limit?
There's no limit. It's just got to match the bridesmaids, isn't it? Apparently.
Right, because they walk in together or something.
Yeah, like they match up in pairs, isn't it?
Fairers.
But yeah, I tried to think how many I'd probably want, and I thought as a guesstimate. Obviously, it depends on how many.
Is that your word? Guesstimate is a word.
Yeah,
I get what you were trying to do with it.
But everyone uses guesstimate. Are you mad?
Well, isn't like guess and estimate just the same thing?
Same thing. Yeah, but do you know what I mean? That's just a word. I hear it. Yeah, my guesstimate was like 10. 9-10 groomsmen. Obviously, it depends if she can rise. 9-10 women. But I was like, I don't know. I think with Fred, I think even his brother-in-law was one of his groomsmen, you know? I think.
His brother-in-law was one of his groomsmen.
I think so.
Yeah, sometimes the girl asks you to do that, though.
No, but I feel like he was cool enough of him anyways to just add him on anyways. So I was like, rare affairs, man. It's a nice little dynamic. I think we spoke about it, how it's important to be cool with your partner's siblings and family and that.
For sure.
Like, I want it to be a thing where my girl or my wife to be can just call my sister and they can just go for a day out. Spa, nails, lashes, whatever it is. Like, just like a girl day or like a girl's night. They can have their own relationship sort of thing. I think that's very important. Well, it's important to me anyways. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Everyone's different, but preference.
I said, wait, did he announce? He didn't announce it 20 minutes before.
I don't know where he got 20 minutes from.
For Clint, for Cortez.
I don't think he did, because my boy was there and he was there in the morning, like early. So I don't know if he announced
it. I don't think he announced it 20 minutes before. But I know he gave it. Oh no, he definitely. He said he gave the time, but he didn't give the place until some.
Oh, yeah. So he might have done it 20 minutes before.
Yeah, maybe he actually did.
Didn't he do that thing like red pill, blue pill thing?
What's that?
I don't know what that is.
We're talking about Clint. Yeah, he did like the drop was either at this place or at this place.
And no, he did not.
That's what I saw.
That's mad.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Y'all pissed out me if I went to the wrong location.
But how far apart are those places though?
It's obviously in London. I think one of them was like Piccadilly. What was the other place?
Oh, yeah. And Oxford, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not that far.
That's
calm.
You probably have people sprinting across London, fam.
That's crazy.
Bro, his marketing is brazy, man. I'm not gonna lie.
That's his thing. That's his thing still. What was it called? You mentioned it yesterday. The one where he wanted guys to like swap in their coats and that.
Yeah, I can't remember what that one was called, but.
You know, I even forgot that was him that did that.
Exactly. Same. You'll remember that happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then he did the other thing where you had to bring like a pound in, or was it 99p?
Exactly.
99p. Yeah, it was 99p exactly. And then you'd get like one of his, you get clothing for it. That's just marketing.
Craze, though. Like, huh? Man, we're giving in Gooses, Monks, Noctas.
Yeah.
Trap Star jackets. For that?
I think it was mostly North Face.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry, innit? But like, yeah, my bad. I can't see myself doing it, innit?
I'm not going to do that. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to give my Moncler for...
Would you mind going to... You wouldn't go to a pop-up, would you?
No.
That's mad.
No.
I don't have the time.
I've got too much going on.
I don't have the time.
Imagine being in a meeting like, and then putting in your status away. Just flying to a flipping. Who's that? Lol. Fez. Bare girls are in Nigeria, man.
Yeah, December, man.
Dirty December.
What does that mean? Isn't it just supposed to be Christmas? I'm confused.
It's dirty.
Like, why?
Because it's dirty. That's the behavior that's dirty.
Isn't that you're supposed to be going family stuff?
No. A lot of girls left their parents at home.
Oh, to go to Nigeria?
Yes.
For Christmas?
Yes.
That's actually crazy.
It is crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy that we'll be there next year.
That's even crazier. I'm not gonna lie.
It's crazy we'll be there next year.
Because why not, man?
I don't mind.
I got a girl next
year. I know like a few girls, their parents were worried about them going there by themselves or their friends because... So, you know, obviously, it's better to go with someone that you know or someone that can show you around than that.
I'm not gonna lie, like, if I go, like, I don't know the area, I don't know anyone
there. You're gonna need someone that knows the streets.
Yeah, which is so annoying because I don't know anyone. So, I'd have to go with someone that knows someone, at least.
Yeah.
Or I just have to go with security or something. I hire security there. Even though I don't even want to really do that, but, like, just to be on the safe side, do you know what I mean?
Because you never know what you're gonna.
Yeah, fam. Do you not see that video on TikTok of a girl that was, I think she's 25, I think they're based in America, yeah, but they're Nigerians. And the girl's 25, she's trying to leave her home. And the mom was trying to block her from leaving.
Block her from leaving?
Like, block her from leaving the gaff, bro.
Why?
Because she wants her to stay.
She wants her to stay, I think.
Leave the home as in move out?
Yeah.
Basically, that's like, mad, the Nigerian mom was basically like, the word she used was narcissistic and toxic, maybe. I don't
know. Calling the daughter crazy. Narcissistic.
No, the daughter was calling the mum that.
Oh,
narcissistic.
Yeah.
Narcissistic. That makes sense.
I mean, I wouldn't say that.
I mean, why would she have to stay?
I'm not saying she has to stay, but I wouldn't call my mum that.
Depends on the reasons.
Bro, call a spade, bro. You cannot force a 25-year-old to not leave the yard, bro.
Like, there's a way to put a point across, in it, like, I don't know how she's even able to block her. Like, how's that even possible? I'm baffed.
I mean,
all we have to do is stand in front of the door.
Yeah.
For how long?
Stand in front of the door. You're not going to use force.
Yeah.
You're not going to use force, man. So you should stand.
She ended up having to call the police, bro.
Chai.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's mad.
But for it to get to that stage, there's obviously an issue. Like, why are you blocking the door for me to not leave, bro? Especially she even has a kid.
What?
The door has a kid, bro. I think I could be wrong, but I'm like 90% sure I heard that she had a kid in the comments or something. I think she even said it in the video.
And I heard a lot of mums are protective over their children leaving the house still. Like, a lot of women have been talking about how mums are very protective of their sons leaving the house to go and live with a woman. Or they're calling them like mummies, boys and that. But I don't really get it.
I don't even know how it even posed that I'm leaving the yard.
Straight, bro.
You just say you're moving out.
Yeah. I was having a conversation.
Probably do a sit down, innit?
You'd probably tell your parents that you're looking for somewhere.
Maybe.
And then you'd sit down. Oh, well, you're just gonna.
I was having a conversation with my family the other day, and my sister was like to my dad, "Oh, like, are you gonna go back to Nige when she's out of uni or whatever in a job and that?" He was like, "Yeah, realistically." He was like, "Look at me, like, graduated, got a job." Like, really and truly, like, he's on his own 2 feet. Like, I can go to Nigeria. I really wanted to, but because you're still here, and obviously my mum, whatever.
Was your dad based in Nigeria before, son?
Yeah, originally, obviously. As in, like, he was there for, like, what, 20 years, came here, uni, and then moved to.
I mean, like, as in, like, when you were alive, like, was he, like, back and forth or something?
No.
Oh, so why did she ask if you should go back?
Because bare parents go to Nigeria after their kids have, like, graduated.
Yeah, that's their plan.
All the time, innit? So my dad was like, yeah, of course. He was like, look at your brother, like, he's got a job. Do you know what I mean?
So I've never understood that. Why are you going back? You're here.
That's their home, isn't it?
Better. Yeah, exactly.
That's their home, isn't it? Like, I'm not going to lie. I feel like most of them feel at home there more than they do here.
I don't think my mum or dad are going back.
So, yeah, I reckon my parents won't even be... I think they'll be ready. I'm like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I think my mum will, like... She'll be a bit, obviously she'll be sad and that, but she'll be asking me better questions like, oh, like why or like where, but obviously she'll be like, is what it is.
So they'll probably help you, like,
yeah, of course,
make sure that you've actually got a place and that you actually.
Well, it's actually sad though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is sad.
Like you've been looking after your child every day for like, what, 18, okay, not 18, like 25 plus years.
Mm.
All of a sudden they're going to be gone. You're going to see them, what, 10 to 12 times a year. It's mad, bro.
Yeah.
Compared to every day.
Yeah, if I'm a parent, and then, you know.
No, you say that now, though. You say that now. You say that now, innit?
But no,
the attachment you form to your kid is potentially crazy, innit?
Yeah, but it's like, do you know what I'm saying? I've done all I can.
Yeah.
It's time for you to.
You've done a good job if they can actually move out now.
Yeah.
It's true. Doesn't make it any easier, though, when they actually do, though.
I beg, Joe. You've moved out of your own parents' house. What should I do? Stay with you?
Nah, I'm not saying it won't be a straightforward process, but how they'll feel. I feel like I'm talking about mum's here more than dad's, I'm not going to lie. So it probably applies to like our wives, innit?
Like, I don't know, my mum said I have to move out, so.
Swear?
I'm sure she was joking.
I was about to say.
What do you mean, like, no, like, I don't see it as a big deal. Like, man's cutting, but I'll still see here and there, innit? If I'm moving to another country, then okay, cool. Maybe you can be able to like, cry a bit, but like. Other than that, yeah.
Did my mum cry if I moved out? Nah, I don't think she'll cry. She'll be emotional, but I don't think she'll cry.
No, I don't see her. I don't see any tears.
No, I don't see any tears.
I just think, like, if I was moving to another country, then it's like, oh, bro, that's a bigger thing. But recently, I've been thinking of, like, yeah, like, I actually want to move.
Country?
Yeah, man.
To where?
Dubai.
I knew it.
Before you even said it. Fair enough.
I knew it.
Dubai.
I mean, that is a place people go to like, do you know what I mean?
Dubai. I've been thinking of Canada, but like...
Yeah, if I was to move, I think it'd be Canada.
Why?
Just sounds like... Canada's just a place where just healthier living, just a better place to live. Mm. Like, I'm pretty sure even in ranked of like safest places or like any leaderboard is like up there. Mm. It's just one of the best countries to live in.
And their culture's not that different, innit?
They have a lot of different cultures in one country. I'm pretty sure like the top half of Canada speaks French. Like,
I heard something about that as well. So,
but I know it's a nice place, just a nice place to live in.
Okay, I'll go to America as well. I'm not going
to America.
I'm not living there.
Nah, I'm not going to. That gun talk doesn't really fit me. I don't really
feel the gun talk. I'm not trying to pay for healthcare. I'm not doing that, bro.
Yeah, but the salary there is mad, bro.
Doesn't matter.
Healthcare.
Nah, no, dude, what's crazy, like?
Imagine being ill. And then worrying about
having to pay.
Like, that's crazy. Imagine being like knocked out. Like, let's say a car hits you now.
You have
and
to go.
You wake up and you're literally on the tap, whatever the thing is called. And bro, they slap the bill in front of you.
Why did they take me here?
Exactly, bro.
I didn't ask to be here. You should have left me.
Bro, exactly. You should have left me. That's bad. Nah,
I have the money. No, I really thought about that, but like, more time, I'll go purely because the salaries are way higher, bro.
True.
Like, I might well enjoy the houses, I think, are even cheaper, bro.
Yeah, I'm not
lying.
They're much bigger as well, yeah.
Bigger. It's like, why am I here, bro?
Was healthcare nationalized in Canada?
I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
What about Dubai?
I don't know. But apparently, there's benefits and all that.
So. Yeah, I know there's a lot of benefits living in Dubai.
Tax benefits, yeah.
No, as in benefits, like,
I was just saying, tax.
But no, like, what I was going to say, though, is, like, imagine being, like our parents here and having the choice of going to either America or in, like, London. Because a lot of Nigerians migrate to America as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true.
So, like, how would life have been if we went to America, bro?
Instead of here?
Yeah, like, I think it would have been better, you know.
Better? I don't know. Why do you say better, though?
Okay, better in terms of, I think I'll be richer.
Okay.
Why?
I mean...
I just think I do. I think there'll be more opportunities.
Like, if you go through like what you went through...
The education system.
Yeah. You'd be earning more.
I'd be a graduate.
Graduate on the job.
With a 4.5 GPA.
What even is that?
But think about it this way, you'd have to pay for university straight up.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know they pay for university?
Straight up?
Yes.
Bro,
there's no loans there, bro.
For the first year?
No.
The whole year?
Yes.
I didn't know that still.
When you're watching all these American movies and your parents are like, oh, saving for college. Yeah. Bro, that you pay there.
Yeah, that's mad.
There's no loans like here.
That's mad. What, 80 bags up front?
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's exactly.
Insane. Nah, I would get a scholarship.
What?
For what?
Doing what?
Football.
Quarterback.
I think I would have played a sport though.
I would have played football, man. Or basketball, man.
Nah, not basketball.
I would have tried to get into basketball.
Yeah. When I saw a stat on Insta, and it was saying that the richest leagues in the world, I don't know if it was true, but the Prem was like fifth.
Of
richest? What's richest then? I don't know how they based it. I don't know how they measured it, sorry. But it said something about Prem is fifth. Then it said Indian Premier League cricket, fourth, MLB.
Yeah, baseball apparently.
Yeah. Hockey.
They do make peas.
I don't know about hockey.
NFL
I know
and
baseball.
NBA all ahead of the Prem.
There is.
But yeah, baseball's insane. I'm going to lie.
Yeah. I said, it was this guy that just signed a contract.
Yeah, the Asian brother.
Yeah, for like, what, sorry, 700 mil?
Over 10 years. Yeah. 10 years, yeah. Yeah, it's insane still.
You know, sometimes I think my parents are actually like,
that's disgusting.
Are you alright? You're hearing about 700 million, you're talking about university. I should actually just grab them. 700 M's?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Wasn't there that stat saying that baseball is one of the hardest sports to play professionally?
Man, that's rounders, bro.
Not gonna lie though, like, a man's like dashing a ball at you 100 miles an hour. That's crazy.
No, it's a mad sport.
It's that big and it's mad hard. Like, it looks easier than it obviously is, isn't it? Oh no. Why are you laughing?
Making me look a bit uncomfortable.
How? Oh, because the ball is small and hard.
Wait, Dubai has tax-free salaries.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
That's why I said tax benefits, bro.
You don't pay tax, bro. If your salary is 100 bags, you make 100 bags in your account, bro.
Clean.
So
send me that.
Okay, so healthcare is definitely not free there then.
No, but there's benefits, bro. Like, there's something. I don't know what it is, but I haven't done the research. Like,
something isn't free, though. If there's no tax, something isn't free.
Yeah, literally.
But, like, there's benefits, like, if you go over there to work or something.
Oh, my God.
Like, maybe the company will pay for your benefits or something.
Unchallenged laws. Like, this place sounds so strict, fam.
Look properly.
Wait, like, you're going to have to... I don't know how that is. Who the hell is that?
You don't know who that is? Are you serious? Benzo, you know who this is, right? From there, you should be able to.
Yeah.
Like, what? Are you serious?
Hold on.
Your one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the twins. But I actually,
you didn't know it was her?
On my life, I couldn't see that was them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the twins though. Yeah, the twins.
I wasn't sure if that was the twins though.
Yeah, they're twins, bro. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. That's cat.
Happiness.
Someone said they should leave behind Scrum. Just saw that now.
The word Scrum? Or?
Sorry, yeah, the word Scrum, sorry. We didn't even do our own ones. Which one? What would we want to leave behind?
What would we leave behind? What would we
leave I think the whole behind? UK black tour. No, not UK black tour. The whole UK black girls, UK black boys, and beefing each other. I think that's just so it's washed down.
Was that was that mainly this year,
bro? Like I saw a lot this year, bro. I'm not gonna lie, I saw a lot. It's just jarring all out.
Leaving 2023.
It's not every day that we have to do beefing each other, bro. It's calm.
I don't know. You know.
That's the only thing. Or I was gonna say, the podcast comments that people do. Yeah, I'm gonna say that. Like, it's, yeah, just, it's all right. The joke's done now. Haha, you got your laughs. You got your likes. Haha, no, it's all right. Maybe leave that behind. Other than that, I don't know anything else.
It's tough, you know, like 11, 12 months. Like, what's actually happened?
Maybe the signboards at events.
This guy's moist. Because then see his next event in 2024, you'll see the same.
No, maybe drop that though. I'll be my thing.
Swear.
Yeah, everyone has it now. It's all right. Like,
some of the messages.
Every event, you just see stupid messages. It's all right, bro.
Oh my gosh. She's coming home with
Lowry. She ain't going nowhere with you, bro.
Lowry, bro.
That's not an indirect number.
It sounded like on the souls.
No. I generally don't know what event you're talking about, innit?
Like, I just made it up, but that's what I'm saying. That's like a message that you see on the board.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Weird.
Other than that, overall 2020, next week's the recapping of the year. We'll do that. Because this one's
recording on Thursday, yeah?
Yeah.
What day? Oh, hold on. Wait. Let me just confirm something. 20? Yeah, cool.
It can be any day. I'm working from home all week, next week.
Hold on, yeah. We have to adjust something. It happened yesterday. Did it happen today again?
What?
Benzo, 10 to 15 minutes. Today, he asked for 9 p.m. It got to 8 p.m. 10 to 15 minutes.
I was on the phone, so I genuinely didn't even see that message.
I was like, this guy mad. Two days in a row.
But I knew that would still be on time because it's Thursday.
Yeah.
No, yeah, like it's only like 45 to 50 minutes.
Now. Oh, because no traffic.
Oh my god, yeah, there's no traffic.
What were you doing?
I was coming back from getting the gym, bro. You saw me.
I did see you, but I was like,
I came back and I had to obviously get changed and stuff. Bro, it was just, yeah.
So you know what barber he uses?
No. He just saw me, like, he was outside mine, so, and I just came in, yeah.
But he came from a backwards way, so I was like, what's this dodgy guy doing? Like, it was only by luck that I looked up when I saw him going into his yard.
He's still like, gatekeeping that barber?
Yeah, he is.
That's mad. Sure. That's crazy.
I don't know why.
That's crazy. I'm not gonna lie. Making a man never spend pee. Damn.
What trim do you have?
It's just low, man. That's all I can describe it as.
Wave level?
Just above.
Yes. I'm waiting for the day you just show your hair, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, keep waiting, bro. Keep waiting. Big real. Big, yeah.
Like, first. I'm just saying, at my wedding, that's not allowed.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying, my wedding, that's not
fair enough. Allowed. First, yeah, I mean, hey, you do you, man. Do you, it's your wedding, isn't it? Can't even.
Is that calm?
Yeah, calm.
Why is he saying it like that, though? Why is he saying it like that?
I don't know what's going on right now.
It's calm, man. It's calm.
Oh, my days.
Well, yeah. What episode is this?
109?
I think
109, yeah.
No, I think I had another thing I wanted to say. It was a bookmark card. Yeah, bruv. Leave behind men talking about girls' makeup. I'm gonna lie. I ain't even trying to like.
I didn't even see.
Bro, Dukes. Dukes came and tweeted, "Stop doing your makeup in low lighting."
A dude tweeted that,
bro. Like,
what are you looking for?
I don't get it. Like, what? Why are you concerned?
What do you stand for? What is that?
When I saw that, I said, yo, dude, you need a slap.
What?
If I saw one of my brothers tweet, it's talking to me. Brother, you hacked. Whoa. I've been hacked.
That's insane. Stop. That. Nah.
I think I even saw something about that as well. If I got hacked here?
Yeah. No.
How would you not know if I got hacked via my social media?
You would know, man.
Someone posted a picture of you and your girl on your main.
Yeah.
If you had a girl.
Yeah, just by the stuff that's being posted, you can tell.
So if I posted a picture of, let's say I had a girlfriend.
No.
You think I got
that picture of you, that, your face, and your girlfriend's face?
Insane. No. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. That's impossible.
I think if any of the man ever did that.
Yeah, facts. Main story.
Yeah, bro.
Or even main Insta. Like, yeah, no way. Man. What?
Like, if I did a post like, oh, love of my life on my main Instagram feed.
That's insane.
That's how you know I'll be hacked. That's crazy.
That's mad. Is that, yeah, that's the same for all the man. No cap. No one's doing that.
I told you I'll start posting my girl in 2024. Bro.
In 2024?
Yeah.
Main story?
Yeah.
Face?
Everything, bro.
Okay. Face reveal. Nice, man.
She knows what it is.
I swear. She knows what it is. That's how some man tell their girls they love her. You know what it is, isn't it? You know, man's got love for you, innit?
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, you do. You started smiling.
I don't know.
Nah, I'm joking.
Are you?
What are you trying to?
What did you order?
What?
What did you order for tomorrow?
It's actually MDV jumper, actually. Funnily right. enough,
first.
And then I got some jeans
from MDV as well.
Nah, Novelty.
First.
Got like four jeans. I need a sponsorship. Novelty, bro. I seen what you done for '90s baby show, bro.
What are we saying at Outlook.com?
What are we saying at Outlook.com? Yeah, what's up, man? But yeah, tomorrow should be litty. Gonna drink up, get clicky with a photographer, get me, have some conversation with the lads. Where is it? Mayfair? Nah, it's not.
I don't even know.
Nah, it's what? Tower Bridge.
Tower Bridge, sorry. Oh, parking is gonna be techie and power. What? Tower Bridge? Never parked there, bro.
Pretty sure there isn't much parking
there. There isn't, bro. The only good thing is there's no congestion charge at that time, so I don't really mind. As long as man doesn't get clamped. But yeah, this is 109. Do you want to confirm that?
What?
That's 109.
No, it definitely is.
109. Like we said at the start, man, keep liking, subscribing, commenting.
Everything, man.
Like we said on the story, we've been nominated for Podcast of the Year at the Gen Z Awards.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Yeah, wanted to talk about that, but I mean, right at the end. But if the voting line is still open, you know what I mean? Friends, you, family, just vote for us, man. Everything's much appreciated.
For real.
But yeah, other than that, what we saying, pod, Insta, TikTok, all of that good stuff.
Everywhere.
Yeah, other than that, T9 in the building. Thanks for coming, man.
Thank you. It's been a hustle. Tell a friend to tell a friend, by the way.
Tell your family.
But yeah, it's been your boy Hustle Hustler. Stay with hustling up, people.
Stay with it,
man. It's been your boy Benzo in the booth.
Zo.
And we'll see you on the next one still.